Well, my first bill that I filed was a constitutional amendment bill. I want to raise the bar for when we vote on a constitutional amendment on the ballot, it's 60%. My bill will raise it to 66 2/3. And I think I have a good opportunity to have that happen. It just makes good common sense. Once you explain it to people, particularly legislators, it protects everybody to protect the Constitution. And the Constitution's at risk. We've had 132 amendments. U.S. Constitution's only had 28. And we need to raise the bar. The idea being, you're asking the citizens of the state of Florida to vote to protect the Constitution. And who does the Constitution protect the most? I would argue it protects the people that are the disenfranchised, the minorities, the least influential. The powerful and wealthy and influential can do things more, even go to great lengths to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot to solve their issues. So this is to protect the minorities from the majority, and that's what our Constitution does. It defines how our government's going to interact with the people, and it protects all the people, and the less influence you have, the more you need protection. Palm Beach County is, we call it a purple county, but it's really more blue, actually.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a great bipartisan issue. I even think I can get the League of Women Cities to agree with me, reluctantly, because they say their goal, even though they tend to lean very liberal, they say their goal is to educate the voters. And my argument is, in order for my bill to pass, you will have to educate the voters. They will have to understand the Constitution better in order to vote to protect the Constitution. So my goal is twofold. First, to educate the legislators that they should stand up for our representative form of government. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. And I appreciate that more and more every day as a representative, because I'm not drinking from a water hose anymore, getting information and following what's going on, watching the news, reading the newspaper, doing all that. I'm drinking from a fire hydrant, and the information is here in Tallahassee. The voting public does not have their hand on the information and cannot get all the information, and it's difficult for them to determine what is really going on. We have a much greater opportunity because we get to hear from everybody. So a republic is such a blessing, and that's why this country is the oldest country in the world under one form of government. It's because we have a republic, and we have elected people to make decisions for us.